You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, Jets? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, Jay White sent me a very, very interesting article. And this article and the video that I'm going to play after I'm done with my rant definitively proves that no man is immune to paternity fraud. Now, this article was published on the 19th of February. After 51 years of marriage, man discovers he is not the real father of his two children. Wow. That is soul crushing. Especially when you watch the video. A judge is currently heartbroken after he discovered that the two children he raised were not his own. A recent paternity test proved that the man's wife cheated on him and gave birth to the two children while still under his roof. And the laws are so fucking perverted in this society that, yes, a wife can go out, cheat on her husband, have children with the side guy, and the husband, under law, will be told he has to take responsibility for that child. Oh, no, 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 no. In my humble opinion, that right there, that child is 100% proof of a wife's infidelity. And in a fair and just society, that man would be allowed to walk away from that woman and those children. However, we do not live in a fair and just society. To make matters worse, the man and his wife have been married for 51 years, and he never suspected any foul play. In a video posted on TikTok, the man lamented bitterly, saying that he had been supporting children who were not his for over 4 decades. Now, see, this is where people will come in and say, oh, he's just bitter. Oh, who hurt him? Like they really care. No, gentlemen, we all know that rhetorical questions like that are meant to get you off your square. According to Kevin Wesley, his brother had a kidney-related issue, and his two sons took a test to confirm if theirs would match. That right there, gentlemen, is one of the biggest ways that paternity fraud comes to light, through medical issues. Unfortunately, the result of the test came with a shocking paternity error, stating that none of the two boys were biologically related to him. Sharing his experience, he urged youths to take paternity tests seriously. The judge noted that the two children were boys, 42 and 40, respectively, wishing he could sue and get the money he spent on them back after making the discovery. The man said he was going to go home and commence the divorce process against his wife. Well, well, well. Now, there is a part of me, albeit a small part of me that does feel sympathy for this man. However, I am not going to glaze over the fact that this man was in fact a divorce judge. So, how many men in his past came to him with the same facts? What did this man more than likely say? Essentially, tough shit. Take responsibility. I find it very, very, very interesting that the words take responsibility come from the quote unquote cuckservatives. You guys call them the cuckservatives. I call them trad cucks. And speaking of the trad cucks over at the Daily Wire, I say this to you from the bottom of my cold, dark heart. You motherfuckers disgust me. I wonder, would they reach out to this man and get his views on marriage, his new opinion on marriage? Now, these cuckservatives, these trad cucks, would say, oh, you should get married regardless of how fucked up the rules are, how bad the laws are, how anti-male the family and divorce court truly is. No, you should still fall on that sword for society. It's like the comment that I left on Joker's video where he broke it down. Men are no longer falling on their swords for a society that openly hates them. Yes, trad cucks truly fucking disgust me with that outdated, disingenuous rhetoric with them, quote unquote, going against the red pill. Oh, no, 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 no. The red pill is only a door. Whether or not you choose to walk through it, that's on you. What you choose to do after you walk through that door, once again, that's on you. However, these guys will say you should still take the risk. Now, there are always going to be guys who will decide, you know what? I still want to take the risk of marriage. Wait until they get stomped in their nuts, like one Steven Crowder. Yeah, remember his spiel on the red pill and the red pill incels and divorce court and this, that, and the other and blah, blah, blah. What happened to him? That's right. He got his nuts kicked in. And what happened? Oh, we need to start changing the laws. Typical trad cuck mentality. I don't care about it until it happens to me. Yeah. I wonder, you still got that asshat Matt Walsh talking about, you know, bloodlines and all that stuff. Get the fuck out of here. The only person's bloodline who is still going to this day is Genghis fucking Khan. And who was he? A fucking conqueror. The everyday average man is not going to do that. So please, spare us with this whole talk of bloodlines and all that shit. Once again, gentlemen, you know, far too many men have had the same thing happen. Their wives would go out, openly cheat, get pregnant, and come back with another man's child. Ladies, this is why your infidelity is always going to be far more fucking damaging than a man's infidelity. You come back with proof of infidelity in the form of a child. And I'm going to reiterate, the laws of this society are so fucked up and perverted that that man will still be blamed for it. However, what that judge says at the end of his video, I stood up and applauded. When he talked about the kids, the grandkids, and the great-grandkids, what was his ultimate message? What did he say? Yeah, when he said that, I said, yes! Gentlemen, you have to become just as ruthless as these women out here when it comes to false paternity. Now, the qualifying question, should you still decide to deal with the modern Western woman? It's simple. It's effective. Ask her, what is her opinion on mandatory DNA testing at birth? If she balks, end the date. Anything beyond, I think that's a good idea, and yes, it should happen. Get up, walk away. Gentlemen, you must start qualifying women as well. I find it egregious that women will continue to gaslight, guilt trip, and shame men out of asking for paternity tests. Oh, you don't trust me. Oh, turn on the waterworks. Why? So they can tug at your heartstrings. Gentlemen, you're going to have to become as cold as a Siberian winter out here in dealing with these modern Western women, because they are as cold. So gentlemen, hey, it is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Check out the video that I'm going to post after this. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out there who continue to believe that you're going to use paternity fraud as your quote-unquote dual mating strategy, you better understand this. You better understand this quickly. The power you think you have in that situation is going out. Feminism and the idea that you're going to continue your dual mating strategy, that's going out right along with it. Because trust and believe, this is a situation that could lead to a man putting on the hockey mask. And if so, hey, my humble opinion, so fucking be it. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.
I have been married for 51 years. Got two sons, 42 and 40. Them deadbeats. I'm still supporting the little boogers. Needed to take a test to see if any of us had a kidney good enough for my brother. Found out something interesting. They ain't my kids. There's somebody else's. Of course, the only good thing is, I know it's not my fault that those two idiots got dumped into this world. Hell, I thought they took after their mother. Instead, they take after the plumber or the postman or the milkman. Yeah, they were milkmen back when they came around. I mean, God only knows. It sure gets old. I do wish I knew who the real fathers were. And they ain't the same. She was bopping a couple of different guys. But if I could figure out who they were, I've been practicing law long enough that I pretty well figure I could sue their ass and get all my money back that I sunk into those two deadbeats. It just chaps my ass that she couldn't tell me. I'd probably forgiven her. Maybe not. You know how it is. Hell, boys, y'all need to go get your own paternity tests. You can't tell by looking who's the daddy. Unless you're looking down at the genetic level. I've been in court thousands of times in paternity suits. At 4 out of 5 times, guy says he ain't the daddy, he's right. And the genetic test, the only way to prove it for sure, these women are hopping everything that looks fun. You thought you liked sex. You ain't nothing. Well, I guess that pretty well completes that story. I'll go home, start drafting up some divorce papers. See if I can't get free of that crazy bitch. I mean, I stayed with her for the sake of the children and the grandchildren. Now the great-grandchildren. But they ain't no kin of mine. Fuck 'em.